Gentlemen, the internet is drowning in useless bullshit right now. You've seen the lists, endless articles about signs she likes you, where she's supposed to look, what key phrases she's using. Honestly, stop driving yourself crazy. Stop the anxiety. Just listen closely to what I'm about to tell you, and you'll become the strategist, the real master of communication with any woman you meet. It honestly hurts to watch guys go through these elaborate courting rituals just to try to get a girl to like them. Look, courting actually makes sense in one specific scenario. When you're dealing with a virtuous, high-integrity woman who wants to be sure of a man's serious intentions. That's logical. That's fair. That's normal. And courting doesn't even have to mean expensive gifts. It's about proving you're a provider and a protector. That kind of woman is risking her honor and her future, so she wants to choose a solid husband. But if you know for a fact that she's had 5 past relationships, a couple of summer flings, and 3 years of active duty on dating apps, guys, what the hell are we courting here? What are you trying to prove? If her mileage is higher than yours, she's the one who should be proving her value to you as a partner. Courting has just turned into a tool for women to artificially inflate their own market value. It's a speculation game. It's designed for the love psychotics who are ready to give up everything just for access to a woman. Think about those guys. Every single thing they do, the gym, the barbershop, the clothes, the cars, it's all done for female attention. And the worst part? These men don't even see the problem. This obsession with making a specific woman fall in love with you is absolute madness. Look at the data. We're looking at a 50% divorce rate. 54% of relationships involve cheating, and those are just the sociological studies, so the real numbers are likely even higher. We have record-breaking numbers of single mothers and fatherless homes. A strong, healthy relationship is no longer the norm. It's the exception. A rational man looks at this and thinks, "All right, I need to use my brain here. I need to be hyper-vigilant and actually find a decent human being." That's a massive task. Finding a woman like that might take you a year, maybe 2. That's fine. But most guys think differently. They see a girl smiling at them at a lounge in South Beach, and their only thought is, "Oh, she's hot. Don't screw this up. Do I look okay?" Just think about that. The man isn't worried about the future or whether she can handle a family. He's just worried about whether the lady likes him and how to get her into bed because he's thirsty. Obsessing over, "Does she like me?" is the mindset of a teenager. You should be thinking about something else entirely. Can she actually handle building a life with you? I'll tell you straight, a woman has to put so much work into a family that it's honestly easier to spend the day unloading bags of cement. The stress level is insane. The sleepless nights, the constant crying, the isolation from society. It is a brutal pressure test. And here's the biology of it. When a woman is that stressed, cortisol gets dumped into her system, and if she's breastfeeding, it goes into the milk. That makes the baby even more anxious and demanding, and the whole thing becomes a vicious cycle. So ask yourself, who are you trying so hard to please? The girl whose biggest concerns are her friends today, her career tomorrow, and some other pleasure the day after? Do you really want to make someone fall in love with you if their only interests in life are their body weight, posting stories on Instagram, and what kind of sushi they're having for dinner? If your main concern is, "Does she like me?" you will never be the leader in that relationship, period. Almost every consult I do follows the same pattern. The man holds the leverage for the first few years, but the moment a child is born, the balance of moral power shifts instantly. That's the crisis point. A woman gains a massive amount of leverage during pregnancy, and if there was any hidden trash in her personality, any stupidity or entitlement, that is exactly when it comes crawling out. The second that romantic phase is officially over, her respect for you starts to slide. And let me tell you, no amount of authority will save you if she didn't have a fundamental default respect for the figure of a man in a relationship from day one. Without that, it's the end of everything. If you knew how many men these words apply to, it would give you chills. But you only really feel that once you've lived through that nightmare. Gentlemen, you have to be ready for the worst case scenario. You have to at least allow for negative outcomes in your mind. That is the bare minimum of being prepared. In your car, you've got a spare tire, a medical kit, and an emergency button. That's planning for a negative scenario. But when it comes to a wife, men are so naive. They always want to believe the best. I used to run an experiment. When a guy would tell me, "I really like this girl, I'm in love, I want her," I'd ask him, "Why do you think you two will survive the crises? Why won't your marriage end up in that divorce pile?" And the guy just freezes. He says, "I don't know, I haven't thought about that." Well, what were you thinking about then? Her backside? Her legs? If a man bought a car the way he chooses a woman, someone could sell him a junker with no engine. "Oh, I didn't think to look under the hood. I just liked the color." It's pathetic. It's sad to watch a man turn himself inside out just to be liked. If he knew what a real family actually required, he'd act and feel completely different. Your whole life will be dictated by the interests of the family. Sleepless nights? Driving groceries to your wife? Finding a doctor? Finding a kindergarten? Saving for the house? Stress every single day. For long stretches of time, intimacy will be a holiday-only event. You'll get to do what you want maybe a few times a year. The rest of the time, you'll be doing what is necessary. A happy family is, first and foremost, titanic labor in conditions of total routine and monotony. It's a load you've likely never felt in your life. That's why the guys who are blushing and acting shy and hoping she likes them are either not planning to do the work or they have no clue what's coming. I don't know which is worse. Wanting a girl to like you is like trying to get a dream job where they pay you $300,000 to work 1 hour a day. Of course you're nervous. You want to pass the interview for the easy life. But real family life isn't 1 hour of rocking the stroller, and then you're free. You are on the clock 24/7. If you have two kids, that's about 8 years of your life with zero free time. Any break you get will be interrupted by some urgent crisis. A good husband is a manager, a bodyguard, a fixer, a driver, a sponsor, and a diplomat who keeps the peace between both sets of parents. Most guys think the start of the relationship is the peak of the mountain, and it's all downhill from there. It's the opposite. Family is a decades-long hike up a mountain with a constant risk of falling off if your partner gets tired or lets you down. When I see a man obsessed with making her fall in love, I see a child. I see a kid who loves candy and has zero self-control. A child can't limit himself or understand the consequences of his desires. He just wants. And to him, wanting is a valid argument. In my experience, only about 3% to 5% of men are actually looking for a wife. The rest are just looking for a source of inspiration and emotions. It's like every guy has turned into a Silver Age poet who needs to drown in his feelings and write poems about unrequited love. Ask yourself one question. What is the practical point of what you are doing right now? Some guy will say, well, only then will I be happy. Okay, but you're 25, 30, or 40. Did your past crushes make you happy? Just write me one comment saying, I suffered over her, then I made her love me, and now I've been happy for 10 years. It doesn't happen. Maybe for a month, maybe a year if we're stretching it. But a happy family built solely on a crush is a teenage fantasy. The desire to fall in love hard is a sign of self-deception. You only care about what's happening right now, and you don't give a damn about what happens later. You're betraying your future self. You're protecting that spark instead of looking at what qualities she actually has. You aren't thinking about 5 years from now. You're thinking about the dopamine hit you'll get today. And when the next relationship breaks, you'll just say, oh, I fell for the wrong one. I need a different one. Without that feeling, these guys don't even want a relationship. They don't understand kindness or virtue. To them, the point isn't family. It's the romance. And that romance is a scam. The kids just become a side effect of their pursuit of pleasure. Remember this. When you choose a woman, you are managing the lives of your future children. They don't exist yet, but you are already deciding their fate. Are you really putting your pleasure above the well-being of your son? Your son won't care if his mom inspired you or how much you wanted her. He needs the love of a healthy, kind, stable human being. This is all for the sake of the family, not for the woman and not just for the man. This means that if you're putting up with crazy behavior or ignoring red flags just because you want to make her love you, you don't actually want a family. If you took a car for a test drive and the engine stalled immediately or the steering didn't work, what's the conclusion? You don't buy that car. You find a normal one. But some guys out here are standing by the side of the road with a broken down junker yelling, "You don't understand. Give me the keys. I'm taking her to the altar." Even if the car hasn't started 10 times in a row, he's screaming, "I can fix it. I'll make it work." Wake up. There's a reliable, solid vehicle standing right next to you, and you're saying, no, I don't like the color. I want the one with the personality and the fancy leather. Fine. Go ahead. Fix it and suffer. Come see me when you've got a head full of gray hair and you've finally gotten smart. A high-value girl always starts a relationship with the end goal of family. Relationship equals family. Period. The route is clear. The destination is known. But most people today are just seeing where it goes. Living for the moment. Thinking that's normal is incredibly naive. It's like someone getting into your car and you ask, "Where are we going?" And they say, "I haven't decided. Let's just drive and see." A good girl knows exactly where she's going, and she chooses a direct, safe, reliable route. You can't knock her off her path, but most people have no goal. They think the road exists just for the vibe. For many, relationships have just become a form of leisure, a way to be entertained. And if she doesn't know where she's going, she'll easily miss the family exit and decide to see where it goes with her boss at work instead. Choosing a person with that mindset is a guarantee that you will never reach the destination you originally planned. I know my lectures can't change a person overnight. Decisions change people. If you've recently gone through a breakup, or you want to actually put this into practice and choose a high-quality woman, or if you just want to understand the biological mechanisms of why you fall in love, I have all of that and more in my private knowledge base. I've already left the link for you right under the video. Go there now.